Blog Talk Radio.
Nikki Reeves.
All right, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. We're on a special day, special time. We have a special guest in the building. Yes, we have Marvin Ambrosius in the house, all the way from the UK. Yes. And for those who are just tuning in, or if it's your first time, you can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and press that 1. And if you press that 1, that lets us know that you would like to speak to either myself or our guest. And right now we're broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina, the Queen City, that's what they call it. We're getting it in this afternoon. I'm loving this time. It's a beautiful day, and it's just awesome. And, you know, for those who don't know, I am Nikki Rich, the CEO of the Nikki Rich Show, as well as the host. We have our PR, which is Mocha Brand Media. She handles all the booking for the shows. And, you know, and also we have Miss Tamara Chapman. She is our editor of our newsletter. It goes out each week with the recap, you know. So, yeah, and we got to keep you updated on the Nikki Rich Show. All right, well, we're going to get right to it. We have our special guest in the house. We have Marvin Ambrosius. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, Nikki. It's finally nice to meet you, obviously, over the radio airwaves. How are you doing?
I am great. I'm loving this technology from the UK to the US.
Oh, yeah. I just think to myself, what did we actually do without this technology? It would be a plane journey or a phone call. It's just crazy that now we can actually speak like this and get around the world without actually having to pay for travel.
Yes, and having to pay to be online as well.
Exactly.
So, Marvin, you can listen anytime. You know how to do it now.
Okay. Now, you know, this is like I'm new to the whole Blog Talk Radio. I'd done a show before, but even then it was like, what am I doing? But now I get it. I get it. It's cool. I really like it, and I'll definitely enjoy it. Or for future now, I'm subscribed to your shows. I'm a future and obviously listener now as well.
Awesome. Yeah, and we have you featured on our site. We're going to feature you in our newsletter going out for the next week. I'm telling you, I've listened to your music. It's so hot.
Oh,
so
hot.
Thank you so much. That's why I said we had to get you on here.
Oh, no, I really, really appreciate the feedback and just from what's come out from everybody and what they've said about the mixtape and the initial songs that people have heard. I must say, over Christmas, I was quite overwhelmed. I really was.
You've been working.
Oh, yeah. But you know, it's not, people, I say Rome wasn't built in one night. I've been working for a long time, but more on writing for other people than myself. I never really based a lot of focus on me. I think it's just now, over the last year and a half, I've put focus on my writing for myself and homing who I am as an artist as well, which is something that is years of development, I always say, to be happy with who you're portrayed to be, I always say. So I'm good. I'm happy. I'm good.
And you know what? And just from hearing you say that, you know, it just makes me think, you know, it's your time. Your time is now. And you can always do for others. But when you realize it's your time, you got to go for it. You can't let it pass by.
No, definitely. It's something I think for everybody. Somebody asked me the other day, years ago, they said, why didn't I come out with things years ago? Because there's songs on that mixtape, like two in particular, that were recorded in 2004. And people can't believe that they were recorded that long ago, but they sound so fresh now. But to me, I always look to make music that's going to sound hip no matter what year it comes out. Whereas I don't like to make things that are pigeonholed to right now, where we all know the songs, we can, the whole dance, the 4/4s, we all know that those songs at a certain point are never going to play again, and then the older music is going to come back and take over, whereas it's all about trying to know your timeline and where you want to be and how you want to be remembered, because you're only as good as your last record.
Exactly. And I want to let everybody know that you have written melodies and lyrics for tracks by Angie Stone, Floetry, The Game, Nas, landed tracks with Scott Storch for platinum-selling artist Alicia Dixon. Yeah. I mean, it's so much. And, you know, I commend you for that. Congratulations for all that.
Oh, no, thank you so much. It's something, sometimes you look at it on paper and you see what you've done, and then you, how much work that you put in to even get to the situations to do it, I do take for granted, like, and I don't think other people can understand how much stuff you really have to do. And I actually think I've only broke 1% of what I would like to do. I'm nowhere near where I want to be, but I can say that what I'm doing, the journey and if it taking, I do believe, I'm happy that there is a journey to get in there. I don't think anybody should make and be something overnight, because you'll never appreciate the work that you put into it. Because once you're there and you're making it, you don't know what hard work is because you're already there. But when I do get there, the appreciation is going to be well and above and beyond what I can even expect myself.
It is, because I'm going to tell you, you are everywhere. I've always seen Marvin. I see everything that you have, you know, people shooting emails to you. I mean, you are all over the place. So you doing what you're supposed to be doing. You are making it happen right now.
Oh, no, thank you, Nikki. I really appreciate that.
Yes. And we got a couple of songs that we would like to go to, you know, as well. We got a couple of songs from your mixtape that we would like to play. We have Hush. Tell us a little bit about Hush.
Okay. It's funny now. This is the first time I've actually spoke about Hush on air. But there was kind of funny mixed reviews at first, because people listen. Initially, I'm a melody person, and you listen to it, and my whole thought process to that song was a journey into making love rather than into, nowadays, people just are automatically into sex. Like, the beginning of the song is sex, 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 and everybody's doing all these crazy stuff. But I wanted to go back to, you have to work for it, and at the same time, when you do get there, it's not just that, it's something bigger than that. It's both of you being one together, and that's your moment. And the worst case scenario, which is a funny situation, is that sometimes, depending on where you live, the walls are thin, and you may not want to go all out. You might have to hold back a little bit, but I said, nah, do you know what? You can scream if you like. Nobody ain't going to hear you.
Look at Marvin.
I said, nobody's really done that before, and no one said that. And I was like, do you know what? Let's just take it there. Let's do something different. Let's say how I would say it, but put in it a song. And I think it definitely came across exactly how I wanted it to.
All right, Marvin. Well, we're going to go to Hush. We live, Marvin Ambrosia, Nikki Rich. I'm getting it in.
Let me get to know you. Give me one try. so happy. If you wanna get at me, let's do this tonight. Do what you wanna do, say what you wanna say. It's just between us two, so baby, have your way.
Here to sing you need.
Said all your fantasies, I can give you what you need. You should come with me.
You have to wait for me, but you can scream if you like.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We are live with Marvin Ambrosia. Man, I'm loving that music, Marvin.
I must admit, it is one of my personal favorites. I love that song. It's just like the feeling in the, even if there was no lyrics to that song, I just love how the feeling of it. I love the melodies and just the way it flows. And the guitars just kill me as well each time. I love it. It's nice. But thank you.
Well, you know, it's my favorite because I had to play it first. And it's crazy you said that you never spoke on it on air. I was like, this is my favorite. I got to play it first.
No, thank you. And I particularly, when I went through all the records and people did say to me, are you really going to give that song away for free? Like everybody I knew within music that I played everything to first to, I look out for and I want their opinions. They all were a bit skeptical of me giving it away for free. But I said, you know what? We're living in a different musical culture right now. It's not about what, you can't put a price tag on something that your heart is into. But at the same time, just for one person to turn around and say, I love that song, That was really enough payment for me. I really was so happy when people accepted the song for what it was, and I didn't have one negative comment on the record. You always need a negative sometimes to kind of fuel you to do better, but on that particular song, I hadn't had anything, so I was just, that's what made me amazed by it.
That's awesome. You know, what I really want to know, Marvin, I mean, your whole entire family is talented. Where did that come from? Your parents, did they also sing as well?
Well, yeah, definitely. It's funny, it started earlier on. My grandmother, she wasn't a singer, but she was a performer. She was actually a magician's assistant, and she was a professional trained jazz dancer. And I didn't actually know this until near her passing, God rest her soul. But then it kind of passed on to my mother, who was always in doo-wop groups. And around growing up, she used to always sing around the house with her sisters. But my father, he was in a band called Supercharge. He was a bass player and lead vocalist. And he's crazy. Like, as far as musicians go, every single time I see my dad play, he's unbelievable. And he constantly had music playing all the time. My mother was constantly playing music, constantly singing. Friends would be singing. They always make us sing around the house. It was just one of those things. It just felt natural to do it. And we didn't really take it seriously to wanting to be professional, because it just seemed like something our families did until a certain age, of course.
That's awesome. I mean, you can just tell that it's embedded in you, because the way you sing is just amazing, and it's a soft spirit as well, such a soft spirit.
Oh, no, I do love the South. I'm going to say, like, when it comes to the States, I used to visit the States quite a lot. I think the longest time period I hadn't been in the States was about 2 years ago, which was like for 3 years. But every year I visit probably 4 or 5 times a year. And I need to go down to your end. I definitely got to do some shows down there, Nikki. So you got to let me know. I've got to come down there. I know you had MBH on there not too long ago, National Born Hustlers. Those guys are amazing. I'm going to be collaborating with those pretty soon. Lonnie Mack, my boy, I've got to give him a shout out. Great guy. I've met some great people, funny, over Twitter, who are from your city, your town. And it's great to be able to connect with people and for people to give you feedback and make you want to go on as well, make you want to continue doing this. Because I know many people that do music now and they've actually stopped doing it because they just can't have the time or the affordability. Because I would say music isn't cheap. It is something that's expensive to run, but you find the way.
Well, we want to go to the phone lines. I think we got a treat for you today. We're going to go to 864-918. Call you on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Nikki Rich. What's happening, honey?
Hey.
Marvin.
What's up?
Good, bro.
What's up, man?
How you doing? What's Lonnie Mack?
Oh, you crazy. I just gave you a shout out and you're on the phone. You're a funny guy, man.
Hey, man, I'm just actually getting out of church, man. I was like, I got to call my brother. You understand? I got to call and check in and listen to the show.
Oh, no. Lonnie, thanks so much. Like, you, honestly, you're instrumental to my whole stateside fan base right now. Honestly, it's never going to be forgotten, and you know we're going to be doing some records this year. So, no, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I want to thank you because you, I mean, from the beginning, just been humble, supported me and my movement, and you really didn't have to because you didn't know me from, you know what I'm saying?
No,
it's just been a positive, you've been a positive role model for me and my group and for a lot of people that just, you know what I'm saying, can't believe that somebody like your stature or just because, you know, you got a famous sister could be so cool and down to earth, and they don't understand that it's your movement, man, is just a breath of fresh air to the whole music industry.
No, Lonnie, honestly, I take that full in, and thank you. Honestly, that was a billionaire speech for me right there, just the feeling of knowing that that you guys took it the way I've always wanted to other people to be. Because yourself as well, I saw you exactly the same way you saw me. I saw your stuff online. I checked MBH out, and I was like, these guys are bad. Let me send my email address. And then you hit me with music, and I was like, this is really good. And then I'm just honest with people. If something's good, I don't want to hide it and not tell someone that they're good at what they're doing or they're not doing
exactly
the right thing. I think everyone has kind of lost the praise a little bit of letting people know, do you know what, this is amazing. I think you should do this. I think you should continue. I think this is something that everyone needs to hear. And I always say, if you can help along with someone's journey, with you helping, they're also helping you. And Lonnie, as I said, you've helped me in more ways than you'd probably ever imagine in terms of my confidence and wanting to make more records and just wanting to work continually on making music. And thank you. Thank everybody.
Like Nikki said earlier, man, this is your time, 2012, Ambrosians, you know, Martians, Ustream fam, it's going down, man, and I can't be more proud of you as not only as an artist but as a man that just go hard and give your heart and soul to your gift and movement, man. I really appreciate it.
No, thanks, Lonnie, man. And I definitely, and you know I will. I don't come in like 50%. It's got to be that 150% energy all the time.
Exactly.
And it's so sad sometimes. I know you lot have done it before where you've kind of idolized someone and then you meet them and then you meet them for the first time or you speak to them and they're just not the person who you thought they were going to be. And you might have caught them at the wrong moment. And like, I just think to myself, you got every single day, I think, to be the same every time and to be the same person. That's who you are. And I do think everybody should be conscious at all times of no matter who you're speaking to, what you're doing, if you're at work, if you're commuting, just be the same person and be you. And that's all that you need to do and be a nice person at that.
Exactly. Well, thank you.
I just wanted to call and say hello, man, and congratulations on the mixtape. It's definitely a hit. I mean, everybody that I've listened to the mixtape, everybody I know that's downloaded is just playing it constantly. And, you know, I just wanted to just call in, man, and congratulate you personally. Congratulate Nikki Rich, man, for having you on. That's my girl, man. I love her to death. Good people, man, and you know, I know you got other callers to get to, Nikki, so I'm just going to go ahead and just let y'all go and just want to say, man, let's keep this thing going.
Definitely. And, you know, I'll be hitting you up anyway over the weekend, so we'll be talking because we got those records.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you, Lonnie.
You're welcome, Nikki. Appreciate it.
And also, you know, Marvin, I want to let you know that Lonnie MBH will be on this Tuesday.
Yeah,
so you gotta tune in for that.
I actually did check that out and I was like, oh, they're gonna be on. I said, yeah, I'll definitely be online. If I'm out, I'll be on my phone. I'll be streaming that from my phone if I'm out. Like, I'm definitely gonna support the movement of the guys because I know they're on. It's not even a case where people say, when people use the language, they're on their hustle. I always say, you know, they're not on their hustle. They're doing what they want to do and they're working hard. It's plain and simple. A hustle is something that is a challenge, something that is maybe not something you're not supposed to be doing. Working hard is what they're doing, and they're doing it great. And I'm really happy for their whole movement, and I hope it goes exactly where Lonnie and the whole guys want it to go.
Exactly. Now, Marvin, tell us, what can you attribute to your drive as an artist?
I guess the one thing... it's a sense of direction. It's knowing exactly where you want to go and what you want. That I think that in itself gives you a drive that no one else can get. I saw someone talk about it once. Funny enough, it was Will Smith that said in an interview that when he has something in his mind and he wants to do something, he's going to do it. Nothing's going to stop him. He doesn't walk over anybody to do it. He just does it. And I did adapt about 2 years ago, a mentality of writing down something that I wanted to achieve, whether it be really minute or something really huge, and say, by this date, I'm going to achieve this, and write down what I needed to do to work on to get to that achievement and that goal. And funny enough, just being on your show right now, Nikki, which is really scary, on my list of dates to months of what to do, I'm doing it right now. So I'm actually living a goal and a dream that I actually wrote down. And it's just amazing to me that it's happening.
Awesome. You know, and you know, since you've been on today, I just feel like it's crazy, like a connection. You know, I always feel like I have a connection with our guests, and we cross each other's paths for a reason. But it's like since you've been talking and everything, it seems like it all has happened before, but it really hasn't.
No, exactly.
You know, it's amazing. I can't even tell you how I'm feeling right now, because I'm like, everything you're saying, it's like, wow, this seems as if it's happened before.
No, I'm definitely a firm believer in every single step and every moment. I don't think they're all written, but I do think there's doors that we get given and windows that get opened, and that you get given so many, but you don't realize that the decisions that you make on the day to day can affect the next day or the next minute so much. And just even just by answering an email or a tweet, I always say to people, you don't realize who's going to read something or what you're going to say that's going to affect so many people and affect yourself. And I do always feel a connection with everything that I do and everybody I speak to. And I just always talk from how I'm feeling. I always say the worst thing to do is start saying stuff that you wouldn't say just to join something that you're not really a part of. Because some people do join things because they know that they're going to get more followers or more people or more people listening to them. But never sell yourself out for something that you love, because the moment you sell yourself out, that's when the things that you love will turn back on you. And I've seen it happen to many artists that even that are out now, which is sad.
Exactly. And it is. And everything will change then. And it would not be no love. You know, that's why we're here for, I mean, we're here to share and spread the love. And you have your passion and your love for everything that you're doing. And I have mine, you know, and it's all about love.
Exactly.
Point blank, you know. But we have some more music that we would like to play. We live with Marvin Ambrosia. We have Bossy Pants.
Oh, yeah.
He came back with Chance Taylor.
Yeah, Chase Taylor and Beckwith. My boy is, funny enough, like Beckwith, one of the most amazing writers. I've known him for 12 years. And he himself, everybody, please check him out at Beckwith. At Beckwith on Twitter. He's got a great song at the moment called Soulful Women that we did together. And Chase Taylor, being my brother from another mother, my brother-in-law, crazy MC rapper, co-produced the record as well with Tom Ely, also on Twitter at Tom Ely. So definitely listen to Bossy Pants.
I'm checking out a profile, start the chat, and ready for you to get hot now.
The world's ready for you to see what I'll be working with on FaceTime, girl, and less than just messages.
You got me over here viewing, girl, you're looking crazy.
I asked you what your favorite song was, so you started to get comfortable and just relax. The next thing you wanted to see if I could ask.
So we started off with a little romance. The doctors
and nurses to me, it's all the same.
You're the candle, the light, and the flame.
I put your fire out. Start a little scan now. Maybe take a shirt off, I'm sure that I can handle. You know you like it, you can't deny it. Baby, talk to me.
Hey, guess what?
You know you like it, baby.
Hey, guess what?
You know you like it when you're getting on it.
the eight. Inviting all your friends to chat, they wanna play with me. Everybody's hot and bothered when they see me get my top off. Ladies, I'ma help you get wet and get your rocks off. Take it back, back to the beginning. I can't help it, girl, cause this is what I'm feeling. I'm gonna show you something you've never seen before. Let me reveal what I've got to show you.
I'm getting you, probably make me spend it before you let me up in it. But I leasing out the flipping booty for the credit. As soon as I'm in it, you'll forget what you was on before it. Do it like I gotta, I get it done proper. From the city of London, my rank is top shotter. Drop your bossy niggas in your boots by the dresser. I go bump in the night, yeah, I'm a bloody monster. Screechy's back, yeah, Screechy's back. All I'm hearing in my flipping head is Screechy's back. With them Brodius and Bass Whip on the deepest track. Pepper sauce on the beat, we make Ether track. Yeah, the dragon baby with the fire breath still grinding. Lead the nookie up to the rhythm like I'm running. Rubbing it up, stepping it up, smacking it down. Still ain't ready for a Screechy show.
I know you like it, girl. I know you like it when I'm getting naughty. I know you like it, girl. I know you want it. I know you like it, baby. I know you like it when I'm getting naughty.
Yeah.
Right, that's hot.
Yeah, no, I do, I must admit, that's why I call it my bounce song. It's like, it's a bit dirty though. I would say, like, I'm quite, you'll notice that my lyrics are very suggestive. It's funny, people kind of know me, like, I always make jokes out of things more than being serious. So that song to me was kind of, it was a comedic song in terms of the situation, because being online, talking to people, I always say it's kind of funny because you could be talking to someone and the next thing you know, they're naked. I just think that's hilarious. Like, you could be online and looking at somebody and it just goes in a completely different way of what you were thinking. And that's what that song basically is about. It's just that you're having a normal conversation and then it just turns into, oh, I have no top on. You have no top. I just think it's real funny.
You got a little freaky side, Marvin.
Yeah, it's quite bad. It is quite bad, I must admit. But in a sense of, like, it's freaky side. But I'd say it's a couple's freaky side. I'm a one-woman man, always have been, and I've always said, I like to make couples music. And a lot of people don't make that no more. Everybody makes music for suggestive
many
partners. I'm just like, you know what? It's great to practice. I'd say it's great to practice safe sex, but what about safe relationships? How about that? Because everybody doesn't seem to. It's funny, you don't really see any videos anymore where it's just about the two of them. It's about a bunch of them now. So it's just a case of, like, I'm trying to bring that couples music back.
That is. It is so nice. I love that. And, you know, we got our chat room going ham right now, Marvin. You got the chat room off the chain. Now we're going to go to the phone lines, too.
No, definitely.
Okay, we're going to go to that 561 number. Caller, you are on the air with Marvin Ambrosia.
Okay. Marvin?
Hiya. How you doing?
Hi, this is Acapella. How you doing?
How are you doing, Acapella? Nice to hear your voice.
Oh, wow. Yours, too. That's great. I can't wait to tell you. Sister, I guess what? I talked to your brother. How are you doing, Marvin? How's the family?
Oh, everybody's well. You know, the Christmas period, ate too much. You know how it goes.
Oh.
No, Jim.
Okay. Well, you know, I can't wait for you to be able to come over here to the States, especially to Florida, because I have a front seat. waiting, and then I'll have a six-pack of Mr. Pibb for you, waiting for you, okay?
You know, you see, the fact that you just mentioned Mr. Pibb, and you know I am a lover of Mr. Pibb and my Disaronne. That drink right there, wow. That's what I'd say. My Achilles heel is this Disaronno and then put Mr. Pibb with it. And I'll bring you up on stage, Hush and Mr. Pibb and yourself. That's it. That's a done deal.
Cool. Oh, cool. Thank you, Marvin. That's great. Thank you so much. I love your album.
I can't wait
till we get it over here. Okay? You have a great day, Marvin, okay?
You too, Akko. Have a great day. Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Awesome. I love Mr. PM too. It's so good.
The funny story is I was in, me, Marsha, my wife, my son, we were in Orlando, and I'd never had Mr. Pibb before. And on the last day, we were at an IHOP, and we were just having like just a little brunch, little breakfast, and they didn't have any drinks left, but they had a drink called Mr. Pibb. Now, I've been going to the States, I'd say, from the age of 7, and I'd never heard of this drink. And then all of a sudden, I said, okay, I'll taste one of those. And if you would have seen my eyes light up, I couldn't believe the taste of it. I was like, I love root beer and I love Dr. Pepper, but I had no idea there was a drink that hit right in the middle. That Mr. Pibb is bang slap in the middle of those drinks. And I was just like, this is the best drink ever. So now I'm a mortified like Mr. Pibb king. If I've got a t-shirt, I'm just going all out with Mr. Pibb right now.
And I know they would love that. You know, you'll be the person over Mr. Pibb. I can see it now. Marvin Ambrosia / Mr. Pibb.
Can you imagine the advertising campaign? It'd be the Hush song playing in the background with, like, the seductive music with the Mr. Pibb drinking. I said, I can see the commercial already. We should hook this up with Mr. Pibb. So any PR guys from Mr. Pibb listening, shout me out.
You're too funny. I know that's right. Shout him out, man. But also put the Hush song. Don't forget the Hush song. That's the biggest thing right there.
Definitely. I'll be in every commercial. You don't even have to pay me. I'll just be just promoting a drink that I love. I'm good.
Yes. Well, you know, we got one more song. We have Inside of You.
Okay. You've definitely chose the dirty ones, Nikki. I'm just going to, like, put that out there. Like, there were some, like, PG-13 songs on there, and you've, like, I'm sure you purposely picked the songs that are more suggestive, but I like that. That's cool. That's who I am. I'm happy. Inside of you. That's what it means.
These are all the ones I love the whole album, but I really love these songs.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we're going to go to Marvin Ambrosia's Inside of You. Y'all keep it locked. The Nikki Rich.
You said you're coming, you said you're coming again. You said you wanna go home and tell your friends. I wanna see how far you can go. Lose control, scream my name, you coming back from love.
How deep do you wanna be?
Scream so loud that the neighbors know.
So low,
so hard. I'm not coming right now, stop baby, I'll let you know.
We'll be doing crazy shit like we on reality.
I'm planning to do is something that no one's ever done for you. Pick and roll, lose control, one-on-one games. I'm taking this straight to the hole.
How much do you want it, be?
I wanna see you,
baby, feel me inside
Inside of you.
He said, I got you hooked up. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. See, they don't know about Marvin. That's what I'm talking about.
I remember actually recording that song, and when I was doing it, I was just like, I like this song. I was just thinking to myself, but sometimes you write something where you can't wait to perform it, and I must say that's one of my... I can't wait to perform that song. Like, only because I'm quite out there. Like, I like to jump around the stage like I'm a rapper when really I'm a singer. And I just as energy as possible. Because, you know, if you kind of stand there, they walk all smooth. That's cool. I'll have that in the set. But I also do like to go rock crazy within actual performances as well, because that's where my head is. I just like to be as connecting, as crazy as possible. And I want everybody to have a good time, because it's cool to sit down and listen, but I want everybody on their feet, really. You really want everybody in the same room that you're in.
That's true. That is so true. Now, when you're on stage, what is that feeling like?
Do you know, when I would say, when people describe, like, being floating above your body, like, it's so strange, because after a performance, I can't tell you what happened. Even if it's rehearsed, and even when I've rehearsed for, like, a good couple of weeks leading to a particular show, on the night, depending on how the crowd is, depending on who's there or the interaction or how it is, it changes every time. So I can never actually feel like what happened. I have to ask somebody. I'm like, was I okay? Was it all right? And I have to keep on getting confirmation from people afterwards, because I can't remember what happened. I just remember the energy was really high and I was very excited. And my main thing is, I always want to make sure afterwards, did I sound okay? Because you get kind of carried away on stage from what you rehearsed, because the adrenaline kind of takes over. But I don't think there is a, I don't actually think there is a description, or you can describe how it feels when you are on a stage, because there's nothing like it. There really isn't.
What are some things that you do to get ready for your performances? I know some people like maybe run around or do something crazy. What are some things you do to get ready?
Funny enough, I'll say this. I'm not embarrassed to say this. Do you know the song, She's a Maniac, Maniac? You know that song there? And you know when they do the running on the spot? I'll do that for a good 30 seconds. And I'll laugh the whole time I'm doing it, because it releases the energy of any, because I don't ever get nervous. I always think nerves will lead to a bad performance, I always say, so I never get nervous. I just get excited to get on stage. So all the energy of any possible anxious or nerves, anything, will be released through me laughing at dancing to She's a Maniac. True story.
And I'll be bouncing around too, acting crazy. I know that is fun to get pumped up on She's a Maniac.
Yeah. People think, what are you getting pumped? But that really is my song. That and funny enough, What Is Love by Hathaway. Like that, like.
But yeah, What Is Love?
Yeah.
Baby, don't hurt me.
All is a night at the Roxbury with Wolf Arrow and their heads banging to the side. And I'll just think of that in my head and I'll just start laughing. And for some reason, laughter straight away just makes me feel more comfortable. I've always felt more comfortable laughing, because I'd say I'm quite happy. Like, I'm always laughing or trying to find a joke or make a joke out of something, because I think when you take yourself too serious, you're not serious. I think if you don't take yourself serious, you're actually more serious than what people think. So I do like being jokey and being just more out there. I don't really like just being stern, because I meet so many people now who are very standoffish and they're not sure about you, you're not sure about them. I'm sleeve, as everybody says, I always wear my heart on my sleeve, so you got to be honest.
Exactly. Well, Marvin, I know we got some more callers that's on the line, and they're really trying to get to you. So I'm gonna take some more phone calls right quick. We got a 215-215. You are on the air with Marvin Ambrosia. Tell us your name. Where you calling from?
Hello, is this Miss Nikki Rich?
This is her.
Oh, hi. This is Marvin's sister.
You're hilarious, Marshall. You're just funny. How are you going to bring this to me? This is funny.
Yeah, I'm like, stop calling me on the other line when I'm listening to your interview, you lunatic.
Shout out to Marsha. Oh, this is so sweet. A family affair.
I have to support my brother. He's the greatest person I know.
Oh,
awesome. Yes, he has the best music. I tell him, I said, oh my gosh, you bringing it, and you are bringing it hard for 2012. His music is quality. Yes.
Oh, I know. I've known all along. So, you know, him and I growing up together and pretty much being into the same things, basketball and then music. And then, you know, when you fall in love with a particular thing that you concentrate on wholeheartedly, when he made that decision is when everything started to come together. And he has one of the most phenomenal pens and deliveries that I've ever encountered, and I love him.
You know, vice versa, Marsh, you know, people don't know, like, when you try and talk about your journey, people don't realize me and Marsha are siblings. It's easy for a brother to say my sister's the greatest and everything, but the truth of the matter is I've always been her number one fan, and always said people are gonna know one day, they're gonna know anything came out, and let and behold, type your name in, you're the most famous Marsha in the world. Go Google.
That makes me the happiest person ever.
There you go.
Now, Marsha, we were talking about Mr. Pibb. Are you a big fan of Mr. Pibb, too?
Pretty much. Marvin will tell you. Marvin knows too many things about me. And it's scary because I'm like, what are you going to tell them, Marv? Really? Do we disclose that information? Like, yesterday on Twitter, Big Trouble in Little China was a trending topic, and I wanted to have a whole, like, hour, 2 hours of me and him just going back and forth about how much we know that movie word for word. Like, it's crazy being that close to someone that, you know, is in your field of work now, and we get to laugh. Like you said, we're very happy people, very grounded people, and we found our way through staying this close and being this loved and not taking anything too seriously. And, you know, here we are on the phone, and I'm calling in just to say hi.
This is so cool because, you know, like I was telling him, the connection, you know, worldwide, technology is so amazing. And it's good, it. You know, y'all on the phone right now, and it's amazing. It's just right. Awesome.
Right.
It's crazy.
I know. The thing is, I know he can. Well, Marv, I'm in my bedroom in Philadelphia, so you can visualize where I'm at. So, you know, I can imagine where you are on Blog Talk Radio. I know where he is. And, it's crazy. The technology unites us all, and I think it's something that needs to be utilized. Marvin, you know, with a upcoming Twitter following, faithful followers that do purchase and download and spread the word out, Facebook even, just anything that we can to keep making note of the quality that is coming out of the UK with Marvin's work. I'm just happy that we have this medium to, you know, keep it moving and, you know, really getting the word out there that he's one of the great ones. It's very difficult to do so without those means. So thanks to Twitter, I've connected with too many people, Facebook as well. And, you know, Marvin is really, you know, taking on the reins and knowing that this is one of those moves where you can create your own lane.
Definitely.
And he has, I'm telling you, because I said we have to get Marvin on because he is everywhere. He's everywhere. And then you know how you keep seeing and hearing his music all the time and seeing a person pop up, you like, now this is something right here. He is everywhere. We got to get him on. And and I'm just so glad we had him on today.
Well, pay for a flight and get a hotel and get in some shows and get him over here.
Most definitely. We were just talking about it. Most definitely.
Do it.
That would be awesome.
I will, you know, continue. I can see all my Martians are tuned in via Twitter as well, all the Ambrosians as well. So I'll leave you guys to it. Marv, I love you. You're amazing. Enjoy
Thanks.
The ride. It's like, I think it's going to be the first song that I play in the new house on the new speakers. So,
definitely.
Yeah.
Go for it, man.
I was trying to choose
well, thank you, Marcia.
Enjoy the ride. You're very
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Marcia, for being, all
right, Miss Nikki.
You know, tuning in today. It's awesome. Brotherly and sisterly love.
All right. Take care.
Take it easy.
All right, babe.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. And we have one more caller also we would like to get to. We have a 281 number, and we know you got a lot going on, but we're going to get to a 281 number. You're on the air with Nikki Rich and Marvin. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from? Hello?
They disappeared.
Hello?
They've gone.
Oh, well, I guess they hold on too much. But, you know, it's awesome. Like I say, Marvin, you got to keep doing what you're doing. You are on your grind, and you're just really making it happen. And like I say, you are everywhere, and you got to constantly be out there, because I tell our artists all the time, Marvin,
yeah.
I tell them all the time, I say you have to be out there. You got to market, market, market. You know, it's about business, marketing, then, you know, performing. You have to build up all that. Then you can say, oh, I want to perform here and there, you know. But if people don't know you, they like, how can you act somebody, you know,
oh,
they don't know you.
Yeah, exactly. I always say you walk into a building and you see someone performing and you don't know who they are, but and no one knows who they are. But then the way they're acting is that everybody knows them. But I do love when I do see an artist on stage and I don't know them, but they're commanding the stage like they should be known. There's such a big difference between being cocky and then being really sure of what you're doing. And there are quite a few artists now that I do see and I'm like, yeah, I'll follow you because you look like you're supposed to be there. And that's, I think that's the illusion of being like you're making yourself look like you're supposed to be doing this. I think when you listen to someone generally, you can hear if they're going to, are they supposed to do music? Should they be working somewhere else maybe, or is this their calling? And I think definitely follow what you're great at, but more importantly, follow what you love, because you could be the best bass player, drummer, musician in the world, but you might not like what you're doing or love what you're doing. You might love making hoagies. Make hoagies.
Did you say make hoagies?
Yeah, be the best hoagie maker on the planet, but at least you love it. Happiness is more than what everybody else thinks you should be doing. That's what I always say.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and, you know, with my show all the time, I hear people say, well, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? And, you know, in our mind, me personally, I know the road that I'm going. I know the path. I know the steps and, you know, the baby steps you could take and the fast steps. And we already know, and we don't need nobody else to say, well, why don't you do this? You might need a little support.
Yeah, exactly.
You might need a little support. But, you know, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm laughing at the chat room. They are crazy. The chat room is crazy. Talk about making some hoagies.
Yeah, I know. They're cracking me up. But, no, the truth, like you said, though, is, like, with yourself as well, just now, obviously, I'm going to be following your show and I'm subscribing to your show and just listening and what you're doing and just making positive moves and I'm wanting to help other people, because just with you putting me on your show, which I really appreciate, is letting people hear about me and what I'm doing and what I'm trying to push out. And I can only thank you for even putting yourself out there to give me an avenue and a platform to promote myself. So thank you, Nikki.
You are so welcome, and, you know, I'm so excited about you and your journey and what is to come. And like I said, we got to get you over here, man. We're gonna get you over here. Have a, you know, just a big showcase or something. Just have you be the guest. We got to get you over here ASAP, you know?
2012 just started, and to be honest, I'm all ready for that. I'm just, the moment somebody says it, flight, I'm there. I'm just, it's not even a speak. Me and Lonnie have already spoken about it. and we were like, yeah, we need to make sure we hook up something this year before summertime, because I know that South is hot. It's crazy out there in the summer. I was like, let's try and get out there in like autumn or something like that, so it'd be good.
Mhm.
And then just.
And yes. And you keep doing what you're doing, and shout out to your family as well, your wife, much love, because you know you gotta have a strong person behind you to continue this, you know. And that is your backbone. I already know it.
Yeah.
That's your backbone.
without having it, there's nothing. And without that type of love from somebody, there's no point.
Yes.
There's just no... Without me having what I've got now, as I've said, I'm not a billionaire in the bank, but in terms of my family and the love I have, I'm a multi-billionaire. And that in itself is more important than anything that I do. It's just so happens that with this going on and how it's going and it's building, I'm about to be even more happier. And to be honest, I'm just, every day is a blessing. And I hope everyone experiences the happiness that I've had in the years that I've been around. So thank you, honestly. Thank you so much.
Well, I want to tell you, this has been my first week of 2012. And just
Nikki Reed.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We're getting it in here tonight. You already know it's Motivating Monday. And we're going to go to the phone lines. We open it up to 864-386. You on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
My name is Erica. I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina.
Hey, Erica. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing, Miss Nikki Rich?
Good. We hope you're enjoying the show.
Yes, I am. Listening to Mr. and Mrs. Ambrosius, you know. Listen to the new music, what's coming out. You know, I had to call in and support. I always see you on Instagram and things like that. So have the support, you know, we go back.
Well, we thank you so much. Now tell everybody a little bit about you and how we know each other.
Okay. Well, me and Miss Nikki Rich, we went to college together. University of South Carolina, upstate, and, you know, we had some good times, always hanging out, and it's just been throughout the years keeping in touch, whether it's through social media, things like that, or face-to-face, and I'm just, you know, continuing to move forward in life, staying motivated, and just trying to do my own thing.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, what are you currently working on, your projects, or what are you doing that, you know, you could let everybody know what's going on with you out there and how they can network and build with you and where they can follow you at?
Well, I'm on Instagram. I'm ErikaDiane16. And currently, you know, I just like to post motivational, you know, information online, whether it be about, you know, Christian motivation or just motivating people if you are just going through hard times, or even if you're having a good time, you know. It's all about motivating people to be the best person that they can be. But just in life, I'm just out here living life to the fullest and having a good time and, you know, got some different things going, trying to stay focused in life. So I got some hobbies. One of my hobbies is I've recently taken up is sewing, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay, that is awesome. And, you know, the Nikki Rich Show, we are a positive platform. And, you know, here we are a platform that just gives everybody the opportunity to be heard, and not only heard, but give those the tools they need in order to be successful. You know, it might be something out there that somebody might be wanting to do, or we might have an individual on the show that can help them out. And it's all about that connection and building, because we all have something that we want to do. We all have a passion in life. And like you said, you have hobbies. You know, it might be somebody on here
that can help you along the way as well. And you know, we're global networking. And I'm going to tell you, Erica, I don't know if you know this, but right now you're broadcasting. We're broadcasting live on several different networks. So you can go and after the show is over, you can hear yourself on iTunes Radio, our podcast. You can go download it for free, as well as we're on College Underground Radio right now, syndicated, and on TuneIn Radio. Yeah, TuneIn Radio, and you can listen to us on 98 to the Beat in L.A. So we're on several different networks that you can listen and check out the show after the show is over and during the show. But, you know, you can go check it out after the show. But, yeah, it's pretty hot.
Yeah, I see you doing your thing. That's always good. Always, you know, good to see people who you went to school with who are continuing to progress and move forward in life. And I think it's always good to support, too. So
it is. And I am so ecstatic that you have called in and supported us, because I tell you, we are just, you know, we're truly blessed to have just such great supporters. And shout out to everybody in the chat room. Thank you, Antonio Sr., Damiachi, Christy Love. So, and Christy Love also has a radio show. To everybody that is showing love to us as well, and all, everybody's on the line, 702, I see you as well, 864, representing. And you know, we got the London, the UK in the building, so shout out to everybody from the UK that's tuned in as well.
I see. And also, you said you have to keep people motivated. You know, it's a lot of times we do things as a hobby, but you got to turn that hobby into a hustle. So who knows, you know, hey, I may be sewing, I paint today. Who knows where it may take me?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. And, you know, we just thank you so much for just being with us today. And we want you to stay tuned, you know, keep it locked to the Nikki Rich Show. I tell you, tomorrow we'll be live. We're going to be at Trump Towers tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. We got some major things going on. So we'll be in New York City, Trump Towers broadcasting live. And then we have one of my favorite guests out of Atlanta, feature artist, will be coming through on Wednesday, Mac Joker, and we're going to play some of his music in a few. But we just thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you for allowing me to just call in and talk with you. And I'm just so big ups. You're doing good, and I just wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You too.
And shout out to everybody that's listening in. Last night, if you missed the episode, it was amazing show with our co-host, which is Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. And special guest was the president and CEO of the Millionaires Club out of Miami. And I tell you, Russell B. Lawrence, it was an amazing show. You got to check it out if you missed that. You can go download once again on iTunes Podcast. It's free, doesn't cost anything. You can also go to College Underground Radio, and you can go to TuneIn Radio. And lastly, I want everybody to go to thenikkirichshow.com. and check it out. Check out all the shows, all our past guests, previous guests. We have interviewed so many people. We're coming up on our third year of the Nikki Rich Show. April the 4th will be 3 years coming up. So we've interviewed from Barbara Walters, Candy Burris, Candy Spellin. who else? It's so many. Master P, Judge Alex. Farrar of Judge Alex TV, Judge Lauren Lake from Paternity Court, and Damiachi was one independent artist, and he was also one of our special guests as well. So many people I can't even name. Shantae Wayans, Cassidy, Marvin Stevenson. It's so Redman, Method Man, so many people. But much love to everybody that's been showing love to the show. We're growing, we're building each and every day, you know. And I tell you, we take it day one day at a time because we got so much going on. So much love to everybody that shows love to the Nikki Rich Show. We need it. We need all the support because it's growing so fast. And I tell you, I'm trying to grow with it. I'm trying to keep up. But right now, we're broadcasting live out of New York City, getting it in. Tomorrow will be live. Trump Towers is going down. The Nikki Rich Show will be with the Elite. I'm excited about that. And we're going to be keeping y'all updated on what's going on with the Nikki Rich Show as well. Shout out to Scattered Roots CEO, big things going on, Tasty Styles as well. We got some upcoming fashion shows as well here in New York, so we want everybody to stay tuned and keep it locked. And real quickly, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to continue to open up the phone line. So if it's anybody out there that want to call in, tell us what you got going on and just want to share your projects, because this Motivated Mondays here on the Nikki Rich Show, that's what it's all about. And you can call in 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or anybody else that's on the line. So y'all keep it locked. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Stop the presses. Arthur Andrea Clinton has done it again. Niece of the legendary George Clinton of Parliament Funkadelic has brought us her second novel in the Life Knows No Bounds series. A blessing and a curse is what Malika deems her gift of visions of the future. But to women on the outside looking in, Malika got it going on. A handsome, successful husband, obedient kids, an art career, who would ask for more? But then her gift of sight warns her of her husband's desire to leave her. Malika can't figure out what's gone wrong, but a needed vacation and a tall, dark, and wealthy admirer inspire her newfound strength. But to what detrimental end? Andrea Clinton once again takes us on a roller coaster ride full of drama, mystery, and suspenseful twists in A Blessing and a Curse, her new novel. Purchase your copy of A Blessing and a Curse and Andrea's other books, One Who Loves You More and Red Dollar, on Amazon.com and anywhere books are sold. Pick up your copy today.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl, Betty Rock. Hit me up on Twitter at Betty Rock, BTTYROC. And make sure you check out the About That video on YouTube. You're in there rocking with
the Miss Nikki Rich Show.
This is Dan Brown, the barber, representing BarberLife.com. That Team Exotics Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
Nikki Rich Show. So you never know what to expect. You got Method Man on the phone. He said, what's good? We running around. You hear the liveness, but it's real. And that's what happens on the Nikki Rich Show. So I'm glad that I was a part of it, Nikki Rich. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, people who love music, you are now tuned in to the fabulous, most elegant lady on the planet, Miss Nikki Rich. Let's get it on, baby. This red man in the building. Yo, Mep, what's good? I got that dollar, nigga. We on the Nikki Rich Show. Let's just sit here and present. I'm here. I'm glad I got my interview in. I'm in Killer Cali right now. The sun is blazing. It's nice and hot. But, and yo, Nikki Rich, you the bomb, baby.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Thanks.
Hey, yo, this is Method Man, and you're checking out the Nikki Rich Show. Why? Because Nikki's fucking rich.
What's going on, world out there? This is your girl, Shantae Wayans. Make sure y'all tune in every day. Check out my girl, Miss Nikki Rich, and the Miss Nikki Rich Show. Follow her, Instagram, Facebook. This girl is amazing. You won't.
Maggie, where are you? This is Ed Curtis, and I'm waiting for you. I'm online. Well, you listen to the Nikki Rich Show from my girl Nikki, and this is the hottest radio show on the planet. Girl, get it started.
Yo, it's your boy Young World reporting to you live on the Nikki Rich Show. It's going down from North Carolina all the way to Cali. Stand up like, oh.
Nikki Rich.
So now it's time to the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Rich Show.
All right, you tuned in to the hottest radio station on the planet. We getting it in tonight here at this late night. If you missed it, you have missed a treat. We were just talking with Marvin and Marsha Ambrosia all the way from the U.S. to the U.K., I tell you. So shout out to all and everyone from London that's tuned in right now. And Marsha is in Philadelphia, so shout out to everybody that's in Philly. And I tell you, and all the listeners, all the callers that's calling in, much love to you. We're greatly appreciated. It's our time. You know, we're winding things down, but we got our time where we play our independent artist music. That's what it's all about here. And we give that exposure, and like I said, tonight is Motivated Mondays, and we're going to be playing some of our independent artist music here in just a few. To anybody out there, if you would like to send in your music or just want that feedback, you can email us, NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. Again, it's NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. We do ask that you also send your bio, EPK, clean, radio music. And if you email us too, also make sure that you label your music. Don't just send something and say track one, track two. Label your music so we will know as well. So send in your music, and you can also log on to thenikkirichshow.com for more details and information. If it's anything that you need to know, it is there. As far as promotions, if you want to donate or what have you, everything is there. And real quickly, before we get to our independent artist music, we're going to go and we're going to take it real quick to the West Coast. You know, we got that Warren G in the building, 213, Nate Dogg, and Snoop.
This is a DJ Boo production. In conjunction with Doggy Style Records at 213.
I need a ride or die hoopie that could get dirty and Gucci on the floor of the hoopty while she loving me. Yeah, I'm usually the instigator, but ain't nothing greater than an X-Raider with a nickname like Vibrator. I need to do the remix to Area Code and plenty more. The way it kicks sometimes is out of control. So when my nigga Snoop Dogg comes and kicks the door, when I walk up in the dough, you better know it's pimping on the hoe. 213 is the crew for show, and they know about us everywhere we go. Hey, what it do, we back?
I was just about to call, so Snoop Dogg told me that he phoned to Warren G, told me he rolled
you. I told you she's a fool.
Oh,
she a Nick Dogg in the house tonight, looking for some goofy love. Goofy love. Yeah, Snoop Dogg in the house tonight, looking for some goofy love. Group love, yeah. Warren G in the house tonight. Don't get some groupie love. Group love. 213, all in your face, and we tryna find looking for a chick that love that West Coast gangsta shit. Yeah, girl, if you think that you're the one, let's go and have ourselves some fun. You ain't got a point. What's up, Negroids and Negrettes? It's your boy Warren G. You know what I'm saying? Chilling with the homeboy Mac 10. And we gonna lay a little something down for y'all, let y'all know what time it is, show you how we keeping it real with it. You know, this world is built on material things, but we ain't tripping off that. We want y'all to know this, check it.
I want it all, money, fast cars, diamond rings, gold chains and champagne, shit, every damn thing. I want it all, houses, expenses, my own business, a truck, and a couple of bits. I want it all, brand new socks and drawers.
going home. Just hold on, I'm going home. It's hard to do things alone. Just hold on, I'm going home.
My hoodie on my head, I got my hoodie. on my head and I'm so, so free. Now when the sun come on, I bet I have my hood on with a pretty young thing while I'm throwing on my zone. I'm a hood star, baby, let's get it understood. And I'm all up in the club, you can catch me in my hood. I got rubber band bass, the Joker, key stack. Joker is the answer to the question where the freaks at. I keep a hoodie on my head, you know I need that. In these streets getting money, that's where I be at. And I wish somebody would in my hood, so I can knock them down just to prove that I could. I'm posted like a gangster and I'm dressed like a thug. Girls still love my swag, girls still show me love. It's nothing to a G, cause I do it easily. Even with your hoodie on, you couldn't do it like me. It's nothing to a G, cause I do it easily. Even with your hoodie on, you couldn't do it like me. I wish somebody good in my hood. My hoodie, don't I look so good in my hood? My hoodie, I got my hoodie on my head. My hoodie on my head, I got my hoodie on my head. And I'm so, so free. I wish somebody good in my hood. My hoodie, don't I look so good in my hood? My hoodie, I got my hoodie on my head. My hoodie on my head, I got my hoodie on my head. And I'm so, so free. Now this a hoodie song. Now put your hoodie on. And if you don't look good like Joker, then your hoodie wrong. I got my hoodie on my head, and I'm so, so fresh. With your hoodie on your head, oh no, you look a mess. Fresh to death is how I stay in my hoodie all day. When these bugs show me love, then I call it hoodie play. I keep a hood on my head, cause my eyes be hella red. And when I got my hoodie on, y'all sucker boys hella dead. My jeans sagging low from my pocket full of dough. Underneath my hoodie just in case I gotta spend some more. For sure I look so good every time I'm in my hood. Leaning in my Chevy V and down your block and dipping wood. You ain't know I'm hoodie rich and I keep a stupid knot. Every time I'm in my hoodie, people always love to talk. So on my hood song, I just put my hood on. Keep that like I'm Mac and let them know I'm from the third zone. I wish somebody would in my hood. My hoodie, don't I look so good in my hood? My hoodie, I got my hoodie on my head. My hoodie on my head, I got my hoodie on my head. And I'm so, so fresh. I wish somebody would in my hood. My hoodie, don't I look so good in my hood? My hoodie, I got my hoodie on my head. My hoodie on my head, I got my hoodie on my head, and I'm so,
nah,
so free.
Nah, now everybody rocking hoodies, yeah, I think I got a hit. Now everybody rocking hoodies, yeah, I think this song is hit. Now it's a hood thing, the way I let my hood slang. I'm just a hoodie lover, baby, and I wouldn't change. I'm gripping wood grain while you pull my hood strings. And I'm a bad boy, but I got good game. I got my hoodie on my head, and them J's on my feet. And a pocket full of money just to make my swag complete. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, it's about that time to let you one of these know that I've been about mine. I've been wearing hoods, I've been riding good, I've been blowing cushion, getting money in the hood. I've been half flows, I've been doing shows, I've been doing everything the real G supposed. I'm the one you heard about, making noise in the hood. And when I'm posting with my clique, we some boys and some hoods.
I'll be somebody good in my hood, my hoodie, don't I look so good in my hood, my hoodie, I got my hoodie on my head. My hoodie on my head, I got my hoodie on my head, and I'm so, so fresh. In my wish somebody good in my hood, my hoodie, don't I look so good in my hood, my hoodie, I got my hoodie on my head. My hoodie on my head, I got my hoodie on my head, and I'm so, so fresh.
Be in the building on Wednesday. My hoodie will be in the house on this Wednesday, 8 o'clock p.m. We want everybody to tune in, call in 323-580-5749 and press that one. Also, we got some more hot new music from independent artists that's tuned in right now. We got Miss Kiona Evans. This is Love Somebody. Have you ever loved somebody?
How far would you let me fall? Do you let me back in? How long would you let me fall?
Alright, we got new music from Rima King.
Kiana Evans, and you heard Mac Joka and so many more independent artists. I tell you, we bring on the best, and much love to you guys. Anybody out there, if you want to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, you want to get your music out there, make sure that you send us in all the proper information. We have everything listed on thenikkirichshow.com. You send it to us, and guess what? You know, we're going to make things happen here. 2014 is that time to make things happen. So here at the Nikki Rich Show, we're connecting, we're branding, we're building, we're networking, and so much more. Currently, right now, we're in New York. We're based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Shout out to everybody. South Carolina, North Carolina, much love. You know, that's home. And also we're out of L.A. and Atlanta. And the Nikki Rich Show, we're syndicated, yes, with well over 457,000 listeners. And that's just on the Nikki Rich Show network alone. That's just on our just network alone, but we are also syndicated on College Underground Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes Podcast, and 98 to the beat LA. So much love to everybody. We just thank you guys for tuning in, supporting the network, because we can't do it alone. And we're doing it with you. And I'm just truly, truly blessed. I'm truly, truly grateful. And here we put God first in everything we do, because if it was not for him, we would not be here. We would not have this amazing platform, because like I tell everybody, you know, it's in my blood, but, you know, it's not something that I wanted to do in life. But I tell you, God will show you gifts that you never knew you had. He will open up doors. He will, you know, give you a platform to stand on, to help build, and so much more. I can go on and on and on, but, you know, God, he will show you things that you haven't seen before, and I tell you, I'm truly blessed just to be here and able to share others, you know, visions and projects, because it's not about Nicki Rich. It's, you know, we got this together for everyone. It's for everybody. And that's what it's all about. And much love to all the independent artists. I shout out to the artists that's tuning in. I know we've had past guests that's showing me love. International Rob, much love to him tuning in. He just hit me up on Instagram. So much love to you guys. But we're going to wind things down here tonight. And as we wind things down, I want to say, we wish you all the best, all the best, all the best. Much love and success. And tonight we end by saying God bless. God bless. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Miss Nicki Rich. Much love to you. And God bless you all. Have a good night.
Nicki Rich. The Nicki Rich Show.